40 in Vancouver. Number 38. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Today, we are going to talk about... What are we going to talk about, Dale?
Well, today, actually, we're in Pseudo Pioneer Square.
Pseudo Pioneer Square. There are, in fact, banners saying Pioneer Square, Seattle's original neighborhood next to the Cambie. However, that's neither
beautiful
here.
Beautiful downtown Vancouver.
That's neither here nor there. We're not actually going to talk about that. We should talk
about
that.
If there's a gas town in Seattle.
There probably is. Well, instead, I'm wearing a Instagram mashup from Instagram photos 2015. So let's say you had the wherewithal to commission an artist to take the data from, and I was an artist, and the artist was me, and take the data from metadata, you know, like the time the photo was taken, the latitude, longitude, and the photos themselves. What kind of, I made a map using 900,000 photos from 2015 Instagram Vancouver. What would you do? What should I do? You must have ideas too.
I've always found it fascinating what they do with the music, actually.
What do they do with the music?
You know, they take, like literally they'll take radio astronomy data and they'll do songs of the universe.
So I should make music from the data somehow?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Yeah, they are actually doing that. There's a guy in university that's teaching a course in that.
Oh, really?
How to...
Which university? Capilano? Or?
No, it's
SFU?
In the States.
Oh.
I would have to find the reference.
It's how to make music from data?
Yeah.
Specifically, star, like...
Any data set.
Astronomical data.
They apparently use financial data for one assignment.
Whoa.
You know, like the European Common Market, something or other standard.
I did have an idea like that. So my idea was, because I like gamelan music, although I'm not Indonesian... heritage. I like the limited scale of it. Like, this is very small scale.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's like Western music, but it has a sort of different timbre. Different timbre, maybe? T-I-M-B-R-E?
Yep.
And so my idea was to somehow generate notes from the scale. Gamelan scale. Gamelan? Gamelan? I have no idea how you pronounce it.
Close enough.
And, well, I have 900,000 photos, right? So I could do 900,000 notes. My other idea was, like, to generate a chord of two or three notes, and one note would be random, and the other one random but constrained, and then based on that note, I would pick a, you know, like, think of your guitar chords. So if I pick C, I'm a C major, maybe, or if I pick C major chord, or, if, you know, if I pick D, I'd pick a D flat chord, or whatever. C major, D flat was the same. But you know what I mean, like...
Yep.
So something that's not entirely random, because I have done random music, and believe me, it doesn't really work. Random graphics work much better than random music.
That was what this professor was saying, was they have a number of different strategies for making the data actually come out sounding like not like awful or like noise.
What would I Google for if I was looking?
I think it was on CBC Spark.
In the last month, last year?
Last year would be my guess.
Sometime in 2015, you think?
I think
Spark,
so.
CBC Spark with Nora Young and her gang. Okay, interesting. Well,
yeah, for visualization, I mean, you've already done a whole lot of riffs on different
map
kinds
data.
Of
maps are ish. There's a lot.
Well,
of
and you've
mapping
also you've done
things.
Also done like the average, average level and
average
color and,
top
and
color.
Things. Yeah,
like take the top 10 colors and put them chronologically and arrange the top 10 colors, so you get 10 pixels from each.
What blew me away with
thumbnail?
The last set, just how much it looked like on the old television sets. It wasn't totally random, right?
Right.
And that was the interesting thing about it,
right.
Was it was random, but there was still some pattern to it.
Right.
And it's just not fascinating to a point.
Well, what I have read is that it is random, but your brain specifically. Try to find patterns.
But
so they make patterns where there are no patterns. Eyes and your brain do.
I found it like a complete mind blower that a completely different data set like that would come up with a similar look.
My other idea, and this is going to take some assistance from some of my Mozilla's, is to do a virtual reality thing where you, I don't know how you would do this, but sort of the rough sketch, and I have this, but I have plenty of people who want to help me. You have the latitude and longitude, and you have the thumbnail. So what you do is you walk around Vancouver inside your VR or AR, but probably VR, your virtual reality headset. You walk around Kitsilano, Gastown, East Van, wherever, and you can see the photos. They pop up, and maybe they're stacked, so you can make a gesture and pick one, or flip the stack. It'd be hard. That might be really hard. I might not be able to do the fun stuff, but I can at least display a static image. Or maybe it would bar graph of the colors. Oh, what happened? Oh, because you have to keep talking.
I have to, yeah.
Right, because the level meter doesn't show when you're not talking. I'm like, it's dead air.
I am the one with the power. I am the only one that gets, speaking of visualization, I get all the pixels, Roland gets none.
That's right. Any other ideas? Oh, so the other idea is distraction. So if you can combine the music and the virtual reality ideas, is you walk around in Vancouver and you have spheres of color arranged.
Do you want to make it? Do you want to make it interactive? Or
yes,
you do.
I want both. Like, static is easier, predefined.
Yeah,
easier. But I would love interactive, and I think the AR world affords that. AR experts and VR experts, not AR. We don't have AR. VR experts here in Mozilla, Vancouver. So, yeah, that would work. Any other crazy ideas, no matter how crazy?
It would be cool. There's no such thing as the geotagscapes, but it would be cool if you could combine those in the pictures.
Well, that's precisely what I was... Oh, okay. Well, what was that you'd have this 3D... You'd have this three-dimensional model of Vancouver, and there would be... I could get this... There would be, as you walk through the model, you would see the 150 by 150 pixel thumbnails from that part of Vancouver. And you'd be able to select, because there's multiple at the same coordinates. But, and then you would also, the phase two would be add some music. Like, algorithmically generate music that's relevant to that photo.
I was thinking of a John Cage kind of thing, where you actually go to the location. Or if there was an ability to collect audio from a location.
I like that idea.
You could do that
sound
with
Vine tour.
Vine videos, right?
Yeah.
If you could extract the sound from
one. I wonder if they have an API. I wonder. I doubt it.
Boy, that would
Instagram's
be,
API is,
that
shall
would be
we
intensive.
Say, not meant for the purpose
that
I've...
Oh, that's right. Instagram does support videos.
That I've twisted it to. But maybe the Instagram API, a variant of it, I could use to collect Vine. That's an idea for next year or for this year if I have time. Ooh, collecting vines. And vines are video, right? And
vines
how
are
long
video.
Are they?
Well, and they call them vines, but Instagram does support video now.
Yeah, and how long are vines on Facebook or
They're all meant to
Twitter
be short.
Is Twitter Vine?
I think
they're like 6 seconds.
Yeah,
am I confused?
Not more than 10, I don't think.
See, that would be interesting because you have sound. You could just like sample randomly.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Ooh, I like this idea. Because I've never done anything with sound. I've never done it, I've never collected from Instagram. Or Flickr. I've done 6 years of Flickr and Instagram, but I haven't done... Whoa. And, every year I get better. And obvious. So every year I relearn what I learned last year.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm getting better at documenting, better at...
And just when you get it all cased out, the technology changes.
Of course.
You have to learn it all over again.
Everything is transient. Everything that
we do... rewriting it.
No, I hate Go. I do not want to program in any of the C++ family of languages. No, thank you. Than Rust, but Rust's an exception. 47 seconds. Any last crazy ideas?
Do it.
If you have ideas, Richard, Anthony Hughes, Joseph Planta, for mashups with Instagram video and audio, I'd love to hear. Let us know. Ciao, choose.
Bye-bye.